What's up, everyone? And this is Next Level Thinking. What's up, everyone? It's another great episode of Next Level Thinking. It's your host, as always, Chris Holmes. And as you can see, I'm not by myself. I have the room filled with great people, authors, impact. And we have, of course, the original and the founder of... Go ahead, because I'm just going again, Buffalo, because it's just so much of the power of influence, because he has so many titles in this. It is just that crazy. How many books have you wrote? Because in my mind, it was just like, how many books has this guy have written? Go ahead, Chip, as we get this thing started. We go along with also a great, amazing guest. But how many books did you write? I was starstruck. Oh,
it's been a couple, Chris. We try to do a little something, brother. No, man. Currently, it's about 18.
18? Yeah, great. That's probably why my mind, I was like, wait a minute, like, how many great books have we placed? And then we have the privilege of having all these great authors as well, because this is going to make even more big of an impact. So this is going to be amazing.
Let's get it. Let's go.
Gotcha. So I want to go ahead and get the ladies to go first. And let's see who I'm going to let scan to the stage. Let's go ahead and let Jessica, are you ready?
Ooh, I'm ready. How are you, Chris?
I'm doing fantastic. Tell the audience a little bit about your backstory and then how the writing process when it came to this.
Yeah, backstory. Whew, how much time we got? Just kidding. So listen, I come from the education space just like my man Chip. I'm a teacher, coach, mentor, educator for the first part of my career. Moved into parks and recreation, which kind of sounds crazy. So I became a government worker. I don't know. Some folks may find that appropriate or not, but I'll tell you this. What I learned is I'm a servant leader at heart, right? Absolutely. So I became a leader that way, and connecting with people, influencing others more on the platform of, you know, how to make yourself better. I ripped a Band-Aid off about...
Ripped it off, said, like, oh, we're just going to go.
Oh, I'm going to go, because this is how I talk. I'm a coach, right? So you can't do it slow. Right? So I ripped the Band-Aid off in 2014 and became an entrepreneur and said, hey, I want to work for me. And what did that look like? It looks like what I'm doing right now is just connecting with other people on two fronts. One is wellness. I'm all about wellness and connecting about, you know, being a better person internally, and then also connecting with others on the platform of leadership. And what does that look like? Leadership development. So I do a lot of speaking engagements, and I work with young athletes, coaches, and parents too. So that's a little bit of my backstory. The writing process, Chip asked, and I said yes.
Automatic. Process. Let's go, as Chip would say.
That's it. How do you say no to Chip? So my writing process was just that, putting some stories on paper. I'm not 18. I don't have 18 books, but I've been in a few with Chip. That impact of influence has become my series too. So I'm excited to be a part of his process and all of the people here.
Most definitely. We got several on the way. And then next I'm going to go let them introduce themselves. I'm going to call the Dr. Campbell. So go ahead and introduce yourself and tell her don't break the stage. We got so much influence on this already. I was over here thinking about like how many books has it? Geez. All right. Go ahead. Come to the stage.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for allowing me to participate in this awesome opportunity. I'm very grateful for Chip because this is going to be my first published book. So extremely excited about that. As far as my thought process, so we were given the question of thinking about adversity, how we face adversity. And so I think we've all been through a lot of different times in our life where we faced that. So it was kind of tough to just limit it to one topic and focus on that. But the most recent experience that I've had, which we've all been a part of, is the pandemic. And so with my story, I'm focusing on being a principal, a wife, a mother, all through a pandemic. And so, of course, as Jessica mentioned, we're servant leaders as educators. So despite everything that I had going on in my own household, I still wanted to be there and be my best self for my staff as well as my students. So within my story, I share my story. It's my opportunity to share my story. So I just graduated December 2022 with my doctorate. And I thank you. And I had the opportunity to interview 10 amazing superintendents within Central Texas and allow them to share their story of how they, thank you. Through the pandemic, and now guess what, it's my turn. So I'm just grateful for this opportunity. And I feel like it's important for us to share our stories of those times when we face adversity, to let those know that it's only temporary. With faith, with strong support systems, you can make it through. And it's a great opportunity for you to let others know how you were able to accomplish and how you're able to get through it. So once again, just grateful for this opportunity. And I'm hoping, you know, when others read our chapters, they will learn something from that, that will help them be ready and prepared for the next crisis or adversity that they may face.
Hey, that's what it's all about, overcoming adversity and keep on going. That's also how you leave a big impact and influence on others. That's what it's all about, especially on this episode today. And then we have the one and no other, Leslie Davis. Go ahead. She's already giving that $1 million smile as it is. She's just cheesing. Just look at that smile. Look. Just cheesing. So how go ahead and properly introduce yourself. Yes.
How y'all doing this morning? Y'all doing all right?
We're doing fantastic.
Okay, like, good. Yeah. So my name is Leslie Davis. I'm born and raised in Hearn, Texas. My background, I don't want to use the word basic on my background, but before I started into the serving, serving industry, because I love to serve. I was just working, taking care of family, just living life, you know, like mediocre, you know, until God revealed to me what my purpose was. And my purpose was to serve and to help others. Ever since I've been in that field, God has been opening so many doors for me. So I was finally able to find out who He wants me to be. So a little bit on my story. The chapter in Impact and Influence, Volume 7, I talked about the broken pieces in our lives. And those broken pieces can consist of fear, anxiety, depression, anything that's hurtful, any type of trauma. Those are the broken pieces. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times people want to forget those broken pieces, but we have to own up to those broken pieces. There's a difference between owning up to them and reliving them. So when you own up to those broken pieces and you connect those with who you are, God will reveal to you the masterpiece, and that masterpiece is your purpose. So once you connect those good pieces with those bad pieces, God is going to put you in a place where He wants you to be. So one of the things in my life that was very challenging for me was the death of my mother. So I used that broken piece of death and made it who I am today, thanks to God. So that's a little bit on my story. And I just hope that it really inspires somebody who's going through something and somebody who has been broken. Like, it's not the end. It's actually the beginning of something new for you.
Awesome. All right, so I want to go ahead and let's go ahead and take the Rise for the Tithes and Offering. We have just came to church today, so we are feeling good. amen.
Yes. Always.
Always. Life of a service. Now we have the Dr. Jeff Springer as he gets ready to lay his voice to lay an impact. So tell us a little bit about your backstory, because this is just already impacting. People are probably wondering, like, oh man, what are we gonna get next?
I appreciate it, Chris. This is great, man. I feel like I've been in the locker room. I'm ready to come out the tunnel.
Boom. You know?
Let's go.
So I am okay. First of all, I have to say that I've only written one book, but I will say that one book is about ready to be translated in Spanish too. So that's okay. Technically two.
Okay.
And then so honored to be on this group and so many others on this volume 7. You know, honored that Chip would ask me and be part of this fraternity forever, you know, and learn from all of you. So I'm what you call I call myself a recovering repurposed high school principal. Okay. I was in education for 34 years. Really, technically, I'm still in education because we continue to learn, right, our whole life. And I was a teacher and a coach and a principal, high school principal, last 14 years. I now, in my repurposing, I oversee a nonprofit for specifically on encouraging men to be dads, the dad. And then I do executive coaching at LLC for mostly educational executive coaching, but some corporate, and also in ministry as well, coach pastors and senior leaders. But I'm still in education. I still got that foot in education as a professor at Sam Houston State University. And I
Bearcats.
And so also a graduate of the Sam Houston State University, but so I supervise student teachers. So I'm still in districts almost every day, over four districts and 12 students. And so it's really interesting coming out of this pandemic, you know, to see all the protocols, even during the pandemic, to be on campuses and how everybody handled that here in the Houston area. Houston, Texas. So my book or my chapter is, you know, basically that we have to constantly reinvent ourselves to renew ourselves and to repurpose, because life doesn't always happen. Leslie was talking about this. All of you kind of touched on this. Life doesn't always happen the way we think it's going to happen. The ends, you know, it's a process. And so there's disappointment and failure along the way. And so how do you pivot from that? And so after wanting to be this head football coach when I was coaching and going through so many job interviews and finally getting it and then losing it in a short period of time, I had a transition of, okay, what's next? You know, what is it that God really wants me to do? And so, you know, I wouldn't be here right now if it wasn't for that situation, that circumstance, you know, the way life happened, and wouldn't change a thing. But I think a lot of times we allow what happens to us devastate us. And sometimes we don't get back, you know, some don't get back on the path or seek a new path. And so that's really what my chapter is about, is encouraging that there is life after the struggle. You know, it's not the last struggle and you're going to face, but it makes you stronger. And if you acknowledge it and go with it, you can still win. There's still many victories.
And I appreciate that as well. Overcoming adversity, keep going, adapting. That's what we need today, especially in these challenging times, is to pull something deep within yourself and finding that purpose, or even repurposing yourself and keep moving forward. Absolutely. Now we have come down to the founder, have started this whole movement of the impact of influence, the one, the only. We are talking about, I'm going to call him Dr. Chip Baker.
Yes, no. I hit the button with the claps, Chris.
Absolutely. Let's ring in.
Personally, I just want to say thank you so much for having us on your platform. Man, love what you do. I'm glad that the big man has allowed us to connect and do work together. You know, we've been in several projects. It's amazing how the big man sees fit to put the right people in your life to benefit you and give you opportunities to allow you to grow and be more of a benefit to others. And that's what it's been, you know, with our relationship. And so I'm truly grateful for that. Man, so excited to, you know, have these amazing authors on to highlight them and their stories. And so
Absolutely. This
is just cool to always hear their journeys, hear their stories, see the growth, you know, see how things are happening and popping for them. Cause these are people that I look up to and, you know, strive to learn from as well. So I'm excited for them to get the opportunity to share more, so more people can, you know, check them out and follow them, because they're great people doing great things. But myself, man, I'm Chip Baker. I'm a fourth generation educator, teacher, former coach, blessed and fortunate to be raised by some great people, as well as being around some awesome folks to learn from, as you guys see on this interview. There's another clap. I'm not going to be able to hold it, man. You got
to go ahead. It's all natural. Have fun.
Yeah, hit me with the sound of burr, 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 burr. All
But
started my YouTube channel, Podcast of Success Chronicles, about 8 years ago. And what I do is I just interview people from all walks of life and share their stories for positive inspiration and motivation I started writing books around about 6 years ago. You know, published a few of those. A few of those have been bestsellers. And man, I'm just grateful for the journey. You know, it's done two things for me. It's allowed me to be in the moment and really just enjoy the moment and be grateful for those magic moments. But then it's also it's lit a fire in me too, because it's shown me that bigger and greater is out there, right? Mm-hmm. So, man, I'm just excited. Tell people I'm two E words. I'm exhausted and I'm excited. I'm trying to go get it, but I'm tired. Yeah. But I'm still trying to go get it, right? And so, man, that's what it's been for me. As far as my chapter, I wrote about and growing through adversity. You know, none of us are immune from growing or going through tough things. I don't care who you are, but what we have to do is make sure that we grow through the adversity. And me being a natural teacher, you know, I got to teach you something.
Yeah, right? A little something.
yeah. So I just kind of go through the steps of what it takes to grow through adversity. And just, you know, one major point, you know, Dr. Springer talked about, you know, winning. And that's something I talk about in there too. It's important for us to win, you know, as we're growing, focus in on what's important now.
Absolutely.
Is that right? It's important for us, like when we have tough things that happen in our life, it's important for us to pause and win, right? Focus in on what's important now, right? Like, I don't know if I'm gonna be here tomorrow, but what's important right now is me giving everything I got today in this moment, right? And so there's two things we have to ask ourselves. You know, the first is, what am I grateful for? Right. First, like, what am I grateful for? And that allows you to shift your perspective from, oh, poor me, to, oh, hey, why not me? You know, it allows you to shift your perspective and your mindset and your heart set. But then the second thing is, it allows you to focus in and look at the lessons that you're learning through this tough challenge, because you're going to face it again. Right. Or you're going to know somebody that's going to face that same challenge. And now you're better because you've grown through that challenge. So that's just a little bit about my chapter. And again, man, I just want to say thank you for having us, Chris.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So now we're going to go a little bit more fun, even more fun. It's like it's the impact we have the authors. So I'm going to call. Yeah, more fun. I'm going to call this like shooting your shot. We just you hear the gunshot. So I'm going to pick a topic and you're just going to be shooting your shot just like that. So when it comes to, and you can take your turns. I'm going to do it as a random thing. As you think of the word writer, what comes to mind and how much of an influence you think this will be? So whoever wants to go first, go ahead and shoot your shot.
Well, let's see.
Ship's going to go first.
I got it. So as a writer, like I think about this, like we're all writers. Like we all have the ability to write our story, right? How many people actually do that? Well, you got to have Chip in your life because he'll ask, right? But seriously, I think of writing in that fashion. Like we all can write pieces of our story for good, for challenging moments, for the tough moments, for whatever. Put it down on paper, right? I tell young athletes to do that all the time, journal. Like put it down because that's the way you can get through those tough moments. When we talk about adversity, Dr. Jeff Springer, I see you coming on too. Like that is, for me, it's super important to put stuff down in writing so you can kind of relook at it. I call it pausing, planning, and then I proceed. So that's my pause. That's my plan. That's how I proceed. Mm-hmm. Once I put it on paper, this happens to be in a book, which is amazing, right? But we all have the ability to do that. So that's the way I look at writing as a whole. I'll pass it over to Jeff. He's ready to go. I see it.
No,
that's in our shots. All right, Jeff, what you got?
No, that's good, Jessica. You got me fired up. Yeah, you know, it's a legacy that we live that will live beyond us. You know, it's one thing to say it, it's another thing to write it. And it's something that you can hold, people can hold in their hand and they can read. And you know, whether it's their family, whether even if it's just your family, that, which is the most important, you know, readers, hopefully audience that you, that we all have. But, you know, I do, you know, we take people through goal setting steps. And one of the most important part of it is for, beyond identifying the goal, is to write it down and then to make it visible. As you were saying, Jessica, you got to put it somewhere where you can be reminded of it every day. Otherwise, it gets kind of lost in the shuffle sometimes. And so as coaches, we know that, you know, how many times do you tell them to write them down and put it in their locker, see it somewhere on your mirror somewhere. Yeah. So the written word is, you know, it's everlasting, you know, and it's forever.
Absolutely. Shooting your shot. So go ahead and bat. We got who else going? Like we got some other people need to shoot. Who's next?
I'll shoot my shot.
I hear you.
So when I think of writing, I think of something inspiring because there's always somebody out there that can relate to your story. Putting your emotions and your feelings down on paper and being able to share it with the world is also a healing process for some. Yeah. So I think of it as something very good to share with everyone, because like I say, at the end of the day, somebody else might have this same story and it might inspire somebody else to want to write and share their story. So it's kind of like a chain reaction, you know, for the people who are motivated to write. So that's how I see it, as inspiring and healing.
Let's go.
Well, I guess it's my turn.
Go ahead, shoot that shot. Shoot.
Well, you all had some great things to say. I'm over here thinking, what can I say? So I'm going to be honest with you all. I don't feel as if I'm a writer. And so having this opportunity has been, how can I say it? Like it's been a goal of mine, I guess, to be a part of a book. But it also has helped my self-confidence. Yes, you see that I'm a doctor, but for me, I try to share with my students, like we're not all great at every single thing, but you still have to continue to work towards your goals. You can still be successful at whatever it is you have that you would like to accomplish. But for me, I think it's more being realistic that this is not something that everyone is great at. And being that example that although you might not be a writer, like I feel like I'm great at being a principal, but I still have made an effort to put my all into this because it's important to me. And so that's why I'm so appreciative of the opportunity to be a part of this, because it has really boosted my self-confidence. Like, oh man, I'm a writer. Like this isn't something that I thought I would do if you'd have asked me like 10 years ago. And so not only do I have this book that I'm a part of, but I've been working with my professors with two other chapters and two other books. So it's like out of the blue, like everything has just opened up for me. And I'm very grateful for all of those opportunities and the blessings that God has given me.
Yes. Self-confidence is definitely a big thing because we all need that boost and reminder that we are great. And sometimes doing this can remind you that you have something within you that needs to be shared. All right, Chip over here trying to hold it in.
Well, I mean, you know I was,
do I need to give you this?
I mean, I get
you got the boom.
I'm just over here taking notes, man. I think for me, I think it's a culmination of what everybody has said. I think the first piece for me is a reflective. The word that comes up is reflective, because like where I'm from, like I didn't grow up knowing people that wrote books, right? So
you may need to say that again because we're like, wait, what?
Yeah. Let me give it to him again, Chris. Let me give it to him again. Where I'm from, I didn't grow up knowing people that wrote books, right? And so for me, man, it's just awesome, like I hesitate, like every time I say like I'm an author, because it trips me out, like a real author that wrote real books. Like I see, I even whispered that. I didn't even say it like for real. I just whispered it, like a real author. Oh man, but just you know, just the ability to be able to do that, I think it makes me be grateful. But then I think the next word that comes up is therapeutic. You know, there's some things that have happened in my life that sometimes, you know, I haven't even really talked about, but I was able to reflect and was able to write about it, to share the steps of how I grew through it. For me, I think the next words that comes up is like legacy building, right? Mm-hmm. Dr. Jeff hit on that too. I think the book will, man, just like the, what we put in print, Jessica, right? Mm-hmm. Like it'll last forever.
Forever, ever.
Right? Like this. I mean, think about it. Like we're putting the things that we've learned out there, and it'll last like forever. And so the thing that's really big on me is I've been blessed through this series to see family members see their family member, the author, co-author family members chapter and book, right? Like I've been blessed to be able to experience that, like a mom seeing like that her son is a best-selling author, or a kid, you know, getting the book and their dad is the first time author, and they open up the book just to see their dad's face, you know, on the, like, and just that moment, like I've been able to see all of those things happen. So I think it's legacy building, because it shows them like that it's possible. Like if my dad or uncle or aunt, or, you know, if they can do those things, well, man, see, I just sit up and smile. Like, yeah, that gives them confidence to say like, well, yeah, I can too.
Right?
So like, no, that's what we do. Like we do those things, right? We write books, right? You know, with confidence. No,
okay,
we,
yeah, like getting confidence.
We're
like
best-selling authors. You know, like, that's what we do, right? And so they can have confidence because, you know, the path has been laid out for them. And then, you know, because of all of that, of course, you know, wordplay on the book, the impact of influence, it makes an impact. Right.
Well said.
Generations. And so, you know, as I, man, I love it.
Yeah, a little twist. You know,
I know, Chris, like you're the host and everything, but man, we love for you to, because you're one of the authors in the book too. So, man, like, please, man, share with the audience about you, like, you know, what you're doing, because you're doing great things. And so I'd love for you to have an opportunity too. I know it's your show.
Thank you. I was trying to let everybody else a little shine. And I was like, oh, this is about them, right? Not naming right now. So when it comes to, let me go ahead and get my little shot going, like my little shot. So when it comes to being a writer, I feel like you picking up the pen, paper, or electronically typing is you becoming the influence of, and encourage other people to write their story. Mm-hmm. You are encouraging other people to write their story. And I really believe that, because we all have a story, in my belief, that needs to be told. And sometimes we may not have the confidence, and sometimes we face adversity and all these other great things that we talked about. And just to see the light that someone else is doing it, or even like you said, Chip, was like seeing someone that looks like me actually doing the exact same thing, it brings hope and encourage that person to write their story, to continue the momentum. And that's what I think the influence and the pathway of a writer is, because we all get inspired by writing our own little things.
So good, man.
Appreciate it. So as we, I'm going to throw another round of shots. So, you know, you can keep a gunfire. Just over here, like, wait a minute. Do I have to duck or something?
Hey, I'm not going to say nothing about, like, where I'm from. You get gunshots. Some of them areas. I mean, like, hey, like, boy, man.
Yeah, boy, man. So, like, this is the next fire round. What would you tell a person who doesn't think their story is worth being told? So this is going a little bit kind of piggybacking off of what I was saying earlier, because we have some people, we probably do great things, and at times they're like, I don't need to. But I feel like you never know who you may inspire with your story. So what would you tell that person? I know we're going deep.
Who's
All right, I guess I'll go again.
Go again.
I'm 4'11". All right, I'm 4'11", but I played 3 sports in high school and 2 in college.
Wait a minute. Hold up now.
Yeah. So I say that because my chapter is all about ceilings that have been placed in front of us, right? The ceiling isn't high enough. And when you tell me that people feel that their story hasn't been told or shouldn't be told, or is it me or could I, it's kind of how I have lived, right? I was one of 5 women in the sports administration program at St. Thomas University. 1 of 5.
Okay.
Out of an entire program.
Against all odds. I see.
Right. So the story needs to be told. Like, it's okay to do something different. It's okay to choose a path that most people don't. It's okay. And no matter your size, no matter where you come from, no matter your experiences, your story matters. Like, every person's story matters. And those are the conversations I like to have. So I hear Dr. Jeff Springer talking about being a coach. I coach individuals as well. I've coached people I didn't realize I was going to coach because they came to me and say, I don't know what you're doing, but you're doing something awesome. Can you tell me how you did it? So I became a coach in that fashion, right? Outside of the unique athletic space, right? In different areas, business development, you name it, right? Wellness spaces, all the different things. And I think everyone's story is worth it, but our stories that they're going to read in this book, I said it last time I was on a podcast with Chip. I said, it's a resource. Uh-huh. This book is a resource for people to pick up and learn from Jeff and learn from Alexis and learn from Leslie and learn from Jessica and learn from all of us, because our stories matter, but so does every person who reads the book. Maybe it will inspire them to share their story, right? To impact someone else and their lives, to influence the trajectory of wherever that person's going. So I get super passionate about it because I think every person's value matters and every person's story matters. So that's why I get a little heated. Sorry. Oh, yeah. Hey, bring J Lo back down. The 4'11". Ooh, sit back in my chair.
She's on fire right now. Just over here shooting her shot. She's just ready. Like, even after this interview, she's gonna be like, "Where's the rest of that?" Awesome. So who's next that want to go ahead and shoot the shot when it comes to this amazing question?
I was going to ask you, Chris, to read that question. Could you read that question over one more time? It was a little deep.
For the folk that's may come into the backstage, you know, we like in the church. Look, I ain't trying to call you out, but we see you. But we're going to welcome you home to the church family and go ahead and fellowship with the rest of us. Look, it's all love. It's all love. So what would you tell the person who does not think their story is worth being told? And I want to even add on to this, because a lot of us don't have the confidence and don't think our story should be told, or we have insecurities deep within ourselves that may be holding our back. So I know this one's real deep.
It is deep, but I'll go, because we've been talking about church, and one thing I'm going to do is I'm going to take you to church, because God is the
All right.
end of my life.
All right.
And I feel like it's very important that they believe and understand that God has a purpose for them. Absolutely. You know, our purpose is to serve, and you being able to tell your story is being able.
Are you gonna say it like that? Your story? Like, we folk. No, we afraid to throw that. Yes, I would. Like,
I hit y'all with a Medea. But it's just important to tell your story to somebody else. And like I say, once you tell your story, it might inspire somebody else to tell theirs. And it's always about self-confidence. So surrounding yourself with the people who will aid to your success, who will encourage you to tell your story. Like me, surrounding myself with Chip. Chip gave me that platform to be able to tell my story. And being in the Impact of Influence family, it has really opened doors for me. It has really opened me up as well to tell more of my story. Because, you know, like you said, sometimes we are so inclusive with our story because we don't want to be, we have the fear of being judged or nobody wanting to hear our stories. So being able to just surround yourself as well with people and just inspire them to encourage them to tell their story. That's how I feel about it. Like, you know, it's all about your connection as well.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Say amen. So with that said, look, we had fun over here. So with that said, who's next to go ahead and shoot that shot as we go ahead and kill that lack of confidence? Because you are powerful. You are beautiful. You have a purpose and so much more. You can put your foot ground and represent what you stand on. So who's next?
I want to reiterate what Leslie said. Those were some good points. I feel like for me, my upbringing, we have to keep things to ourselves.
Wait a minute. I got to slow you down. You said something so profound right there because of our up. You ain't just going to skip over that. That
was I was going to say my upbringing. I don't want to put everybody else in that, but I know for me and how I was raised, we have to keep things to ourselves. We have to deal with it on our own or within our immediate family. We don't share our story. We don't share our struggles because I have to be my best at all times. I can't be vulnerable. And so for me, as I mentioned, the lack of confidence, things like that, that's because if I don't feel like I'm great at it, then I might not include myself in that just because of my upbringing. And so it's very important that we get to that point where we realize we need to be represented. I need to be represented. I need to show and tell my story that as a mother, as a doctoral student, a principal, these are things that I face, things that I never expected to happen, including with my own children, how the pandemic was affecting them mentally. I never thought I'd have to deal with something like that. They have both parents in their home. Where everything is fine. They don't really have to face any hardships. But there are things that can affect people in a certain way that you may never expect. And so being able to share our stories is important. So my advice would be, whatever it is, whatever your reason is for not wanting to share your story needs to be heard. You never know how it could be impactful to someone else. Right now, this whole adulting thing, me as a mom with three girls, it'd be nice to read somebody's story of how they made it through. It gets challenging at times because you want the best for your kids and you want to be a good parent. There's all these things that you're thinking of. So for me, it'd be the fact that you need to be represented. It's okay to share your story. It's okay if you feel like you're not the best writer. You get in there, you do it. And like Chip mentioned, for me, it was reflective. It was therapeutic to just really think about all those things that I went through and wow, like I made it through. So my advice would be do it, get it done.
Nike, just do it. Wow, powerful, powerful. Just for a quick little second, I wanna go ahead and put a light to this comment because this is definitely profound as well. Shout out to Rakita. Life is life lessons. I'm a strong believer in that. You get your biggest lessons by living life. So I definitely agree with that when it comes down to that. So who is going to be the next person to go ahead and shoot the shot? I mean, we over here having church and everything going on. I mean, I don't even know what to expect next. I mean, we're going to have a whole convention. We're going to be on ABC 13. I'm speaking into existence. So who's going to go next and shoot that shot?
I'll go. Right. Man, good stuff.
I know, right?
I mean, I just think kind of feeding off of what has been said, you know, what God lays on your heart, you know, needs to be shared. You know, how many times did we get something that's been laid on us, but that for whatever reason, we don't, you know, there's a barrier or obstacle to sharing our testimony sometimes. And I think if he's laid it on your heart, he wants you to share your story. And I think that's really important. I think, working with kids, working with people that I work, you know, most of my life, a lot of times they don't see their story. And you have to remind them that everybody has a story. We all have a story. And even if it's just one thing, even if it's a big story and there's one thing that a person hears that they resonate with that changes their life, it could change it, you know, really change a generation. And absolutely. In our ministry, we talk about one man, one change, one generation. And so, you know, sometimes it's just that one thing. And we get caught up. I think sometimes why we don't share our stories is because we get caught up in that comparison you know, game. You know, our story's not big enough. Our story's not different enough. You know, it's not motivated enough. So I don't, so we just sit on our hands and we don't share at all. And what we're doing is we're withholding, you know, the gift of someone hearing that one thing that might change their life. And so, you know, we used to tell our kids every single day on that they were three things that, and just kind of mentioned the value that, every student is valuable. Every student is complete and every student is loved. And if they understand those three things, that they have value, that they're complete in him, and that they are loved, then they're more apt to be more free to share that story, and which we all benefit when we hear, right? When we hear each other's stories. I've loved just listening to this group and hearing parts of your stories. So thank you.
And we love that. We love that. And I want to go ahead and put highlight to this because I think this needs to be said is we need to get past, like you mentioned, comparison, but also the fear of judgment of others. I feel like, just listening to all these great point of views, it's like sometimes we allow the control of what people think instead of just writing that story, because you don't know how much of an impact or how that may change someone's life around. Like I even seen and heard from multiple people, and this is just not just the celebrities, it's even to the local level, of how someone did something or said something, and then it may be weeks or months later, and then some random person comes up and said, like, I want to thank you. And they're like, I don't even know you. It's like, what you said months ago actually stopped me from killing myself or changed my whole life around to make me keep going forward. And that's why I strongly believe that it is a big thing to tell your story. Don't allow fear or like what the judgment of others stopping, because you never know the impact or somebody's life you may save by doing that. So, whoa, this is a deep, deep, deep one. So who's going to be next?
I think it's my turn, huh? I think you're a shot on that one.
Go ahead.
Jumping there. Oh. I think, again, kind of like Dr. Jeff was saying, you know, man, love. Hearing everybody shooting their shot and their thought processes on it too. I wholeheartedly agree with everything that everybody said. I think the things that come to mind for me, especially like Dr. Jeff said, I think about being an educator, being around those people that were blessed to be around the kids, staff, families. everyone has value. Right? I don't care who you are. You
say that again for the people in the back.
Man, you
wake them up.
Whoever you are, you need to know that you have value. You're a one of one. You know, the big man placed you here for a purpose. And it's our job to figure out what that purpose is and then to live within that purpose with everything we got. Right. And in doing that, just by showing up, you see that you make a difference. Right? It doesn't have to be any super dynamic effort, man. Just by showing up with a smile on your face.
Better tell them that smile is powerful.
giving effort, like you make a difference. And so we have to understand also, you know, when we look at our stories and our journeys, you know, a lot of times I was thinking on some of the things that, you know, as a family that we went through or some personal struggles that I may have grown through. And, you know, a lot of times you think it's like I'm weird. Like I'm the only one that's going through this stuff. Right. You're looking like, okay, I don't know. Well, keep it. You know, I don't know. I'm weirdo, right? But by sharing, you find out, no, bro, you ain't the only one weird. Everybody weird. You know, everybody, right? Like everybody's, you know, dealing with something that they're trying to overcome. And so, you know, as you share that, you find, and then now you can work together. So how'd you overcome that? Oh, okay, that's cool. Okay, this is what I've done to overcome that. Oh, that's good. Then you can work together. Now you're better because of that. And so I've shared this a couple times with our group, but I want to share it on your platform. And there's this Japanese thing that they do called Kintsukuroi, right? Okay. That they do with pottery. And what happens is when pottery is cracked, instead of just like breaking it and throwing away, what they do is they lace it with silver and gold. Hmm. And because of that, the pottery is more valuable from being cracked because
it sure is with gold. Keep going.
Than before it was originally made. And really, that's how it is in our life. Like, when we have to overcome those challenges and struggles, like, we're better on the other side of that because we're laced with those blessings, blessings in the lessons that we learn from growing through that adversity. And now we're better because of it. And so what we have to do is, man, you can't keep that to yourself. You got to help somebody with it, right? You've got to share it. Like, if you've overcome it, go help somebody. Yep. And I think that's the importance of sharing our story. And you know, it takes vulnerability to do that. But when you allow yourself to get comfortable with being uncomfortable, that's where you have your biggest growth in your life. And so you got to share it. You got to help somebody know that you have value.
Man, very powerful stuff right there.
Yes, sir.
And wait a minute. I'm going to have to rewind. Rewind? Did you just say you have to make a person get comfortable with not being
uncomfortable? Yeah, man. In our life, we have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable, right? You know, that's the only way you grow. Like, you know, being an athlete, you know, coach, like, bro, like, I can't look at the weight bar and get big muscles. It don't happen like that. Like, I got to put some weight on that thing. I got to move the bar. I got to do it when I don't feel like it. It's going to hurt, right? I'm going to sweat, right? But on the other side of that, oh, I like the results, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, hey, like, I can't look at a book and put the book to my head, right, and get smart. No, it don't work like that.
It needs to be applied.
You know, I got to open the book up. I got to read that thing and reflect and highlight and put underline and make notes and break it down and see how I can apply it. Like, I got to put the work in to make great things happen. And so, to do that, it requires some uncomfort, right? But when you can allow yourself to say, hey, man, I know that, like, every time that I've pushed myself to be uncomfortable, man, I was proud of the results. I was proud of the results because I pushed myself to be uncomfortable. And what happens is, you get better because reps make you better. And then you get on the trail and be like, oh, well, let's go. Let's get more reps. Let's get better. Let's get stronger. Let's get smarter. And it gets exciting for you because you know now, hey, man, we're going to be better. And when you share your story, I'm going to be better. And I can share that with others, too, to help other people be better. I'm sorry, I get a little excited with that because
ain't nothing wrong with that. He was just
that's my jam right there, Chris. Jam, I'm sorry.
It's the crowd goes crazy back there. Welcome the person in the back.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I'll go ahead and put my little spill in, then we won't hit the last final question. But I definitely believe that you have to tell your story.
For sure.
You never know, again, like I was saying, like, who you're impacting, whose life you may have saved, who of a just reminded someone just to love themselves. I mean, it gets to the simple level of that, or just a reminder to smile. But we have so many things that discourage us and get us off track and forget our own purpose, that we need a reminder that we are powerful. Loving.
Can I share something too? As you said that, like, I was looking on the screen and I was looking at each of these authors, right? And I was looking like Leslie. Like, man, what she does in her community to help kids and her family sees that is dang amazing. Man, what Jessica does with building people, what she's done for so many years in education, connecting folk, is dang amazing. Dr. Campbell, like, what she did, she talked about her girls. Man, don't you know that her girls are going to be dynamic young women because they see the lady that she is, right? Dr. Jeff, like, he's been... Like he does, like, dads, like, pouring into dads.
Man, that's
just that right there. Like, oof. But then when he tell you where he goes, like out of the U.S., like pouring into dads, like that's Man, that's earth shattering. So like the work, like what if they didn't share their story? Like what if they didn't strive to make an impact? Like they are difference makers in our world, and each one of us have that same value. We just have to tap into that.
Most definitely. I mean, just listening to some of the things you're saying is kind of makes me think, like, what if Martin Luther King never told his dream?
Oh man, yeah. Come on, Chris.
I mean, how much impact that changed society, or where would we be at now if he would have kept that to himself? I mean, it's just tell your story. You never know how much of an impact it is until you write it. So, so as we come to a close, but what are some of y'all's final thoughts as we hear each other's point of views or stories and just encouraging everybody? What is everybody's final thoughts as we come to closer to the end?
I'm inspired just by listening to each and every one of your stories. Like I say, if we didn't tell those stories, we wouldn't be inspired to go out and do more. So yeah, I'm very inspired today, always.
Absolutely.
Well, you know what they say, iron sharpens iron. And so just being in this, as Leslie, exactly right. You know, as Chip pointed out, the great things that, and Chip, man, talk about inspiring. I mean, think about the thousands of and possibly millions of people that have read your 18 books, you know, and heard and read the stories. And then the people that you stand in front of on a regular basis, you know, I can't hardly keep up with you on Facebook, you know, where you're at, you know, and that just motivates me to want to be better, you know. So you gave kudos to every, you know, and Chris, you know, honestly, I don't know your story exactly, but obviously, you know, if you know this Chip guy, then you must be, a pretty good dude, man. So thank you for hosting us and making a difference and allowing us to be here today on this platform. And just think about the difference just the six of us could do if we did something together. And there's 19 of us in the book, you know, or 20 or whatever. So this is just a third of us. So,
you know what? I'm glad you brought that out. I'll do a little short skit. I definitely want my platform to be hosted on to the author. So a little bit about my story of myself. Born from Huntsville, Texas, where Sam Houston State University is. In a small town, but also have big dreams and aspirations to travel around the world and write, of course. Now, I don't have 18 books like Chip, but I think I have 8. In right now, so I'm just gonna leave it like that because Chip already knows. Yeah, we're pushing something. But photographer, videographer, poet, freestyle poet, when it comes down to that, just sharing my story and talents and hoping to inspiration and capture the world. So that's my short little snippet.
Good stuff, man. That's what I was wanting you to do earlier, man. That's what I was asking.
I'm so focused on just focusing on the guests.
Yeah.
So who's next? Who wanna get? Well, I'm just gonna say, continue with your last little thoughts. I'm gonna throw a remix in there, but continue.
Hey, I guess I'll go. I think about just sitting in the presence of the people that are here. Are pretty awesome, right? I think we all are feeling that in the moment right now, but. I think back to Chip asked me to be on his podcast a little bit ago, and he said, you know, what are your lessons learned? And I was like, oh man, lessons learned. I'm like, that's a big question, right? What are your lessons learned? And one of them kind of popped up that I shared with you, but I'm like, the last thing I said to Chip was people need to know. And it's true. That's a lesson that I have learned early on, that people need to know you. And it's not about Jessica, J-Lo, blah, blah. I didn't even go into why I'm J-Lo other than I'm 4'11" and I'm the shortest one you've ever met. But it's people need to know your story. And that's what I took away from today. Like every person here is valued because of your story. And every person who picks up that book, it's their resource and it's their story to be told. How awesome would it be if they truly applied anything that they've read, right, into their life to create a better trajectory for them? So that was my takeaway. People need to know and just, dang, shine your light. Like, there's no reason not to. Everyone's light needs to be seen. So that's what I got. I can't wait to hear Dr. Campbell's. I'm ready.
She's ready.
I am ready, man. What you got?
I don't have much. But this is just inspiring and it's motivating. It makes me want to go out and write another book. So, Chip, if you have anything else later on, let me know. I'd love to be
included. Let's go.
Look at that. She got one. Boom. She's ready for two.
So it's like you all mentioned, it's blessings in the lessons. I was writing down some things that I felt like were some great quotes from everyone, because this is stuff that I want to capture and I want to keep. So it's just great. Like, I feel like I'm where I'm supposed to be, and this is a great feeling. Thank you.
Yeah. I'll do one too, Chris. I'll jump in there, man. I'm just an attitude of gratitude. Grateful for every ounce of it. And I love being around good-hearted people. You know, like I just love being around good people. It excites me, it inspires me, because I think, for one, I know without a shadow of a doubt, I'm going to be better from that, from the experience, just to be around those people. And then I think, too, I can always learn something from them, in hopes to share, to make the world better. And so for me, that's what it's about. And I'm just grateful for the opportunity, man, and grateful for you again having us on, Chris.
Absolutely. All right, so I'm gonna throw a little twist, because I actually got a comment and I want to make sure that this comment is honored. So as we come to the part where I want you to go ahead and share where they can find you on social media so we can continue this great impact of influence in your story as well, I want everybody to also answer this question. So we have, of course, Ms. Carmen Irvin. She says, I have written a book, but I am hung up with marketing. What do you suggest I do to get started? So as you tell the social, I'm going to leave this up here in case you need to see it again. You tell the audience where they can find you. Answer this question, because I know it's going to be very valuable for other people's listening as well.
I'll jump in there. Hey, Ms. Carmen, I'm going to leave my social media. You reach out to me and I'll interview you on my podcast to help you get that information out there. So we'll start right there.
Right? Okay. All right.
I think the main thing is, you know, think about the people that you know. And this is one thing that I've done. It's crazy, like, when you take time and just reflect on the people that you know, like, people will help you with that. You know, make you a list of about 5 or 10 people and just ask them the same question. They'll give you advice because they care about you and love you, and then they'll help you do that. And so that's what it's been for me. No significant success is achieved alone. And truly, like, it's not about me. It's bigger than me. So anything that I've done, is I've had somebody help me do it. And so this is no different. So that's what I would suggest, you know, just reaching out to people that you know that have podcasts, reaching out to people that you know that have written books, and just ask them the same question. Take the information and then apply it to you. Use it, you know, get comfortable with being uncomfortable. I said that. Right? Put your stuff out there and share your story.
All right. What's next?
I can go. One thing I would say is be intentional with who you connect with. And a lot of times your biggest supporters are going to be people that you do not know. Ooh. So once you connect to that one person, like I've connected to Chip, and being connected to Chip has allowed me to connect to so many other people who have helped me along my way and aided to my success. So always be intentional with your connection and networking, and you're going to be just fine.
You hear that?
Yeah, I was just going to piggyback on that. You're absolutely right, Leslie. It's so much about just the intentionality of what you want from that, right? And how you want to connect. I don't know what your marketing, what you want from your marketing, but the biggest thing is word of mouth, right? People love to share something that they're passionate about. So you find yourself one or two influencers, like, that people want to be your cheerleaders. Chip's my cheerleader, man. You have no idea. Chip cheers me louder than my own family sometimes, right?
That's right.
Hey. Finding those people in your circle that's the marketing that you really want, right? It's not about paid marketing. I don't go there. I really go to a point of, like Leslie said, finding those folks in your circle, getting out in the community, attending networking events and saying, hey, this is who I am. I've got an awesome, you know, book here. I'd love to share it with you, you know, maybe bring one or two with you just to showcase what you have. Just not being unapologetic, right? About what you know and what you have your hands
on. I say what I say it.
That's right. I mean, hey, you know, we're here and I think that's a great solution is just being intentional in that space.
So I'm new to all of this. So I think my advice goes along with what has already been mentioned. Being intentional, put yourself out there, find those people that are willing to be your cheerleader, willing to help you. Like Leslie mentioned, having those, sometimes it's the people you don't even know that will do more for you than those that you do know. So for me, it's just been my professors, which I already had a relationship with through the courses that I took, reaching out to me. And allowing me to become a part of what they were already included in. And as far as with meeting Mr. Chip, it came through a colleague of mine was a part of his book. And I told her, I'm like, hey, I would like to do this. Like, what do I have to do? And so I reached out, I called him. And honestly, Chip, I didn't even think you were going to call me back. I figured we probably forgot about me. I'm like, but he was really sweet on the phone. So I'm like, at least he listened to me. And he called me almost a year later. So sometimes it's also just being patient. Everything doesn't happen, you know, the way we want it to sometimes and when we want it to. But God is always on time. So I say just all the advice has been given so far. Make sure you follow that and for sure put yourself out there.
Before you jump in, Dr. Jeff, I want to comment on kind of what she said. I think, too, what you'll see, and this is one thing I always say, I believe that opportunities bring opportunities. And a lot of times, just by taking that one step, so like Alexis said, you know, we were connected by one of the fellow Impact of Influence authors as well. And so like in starting it, like I didn't know that like I was gonna meet her, you know, like it was just, you know, we just do the deal. And that's how all of it has been, you know, like, and we've done like interviews and tours, and that's how all of this is, you know, we're on this interview because of the relationship with Chris, you know, like all of those things, like I've been.
And don't forget about Coach Carlson. I got to say that. Yeah, now. Right. I wouldn't even met you if it wasn't for my old basketball coach.
Because his old basketball coach, I grew up, and he was my teammate growing up. So, I mean, like, you never know. Like, if I wasn't a good dude then, he wouldn't have connected me with Chris. Right? So. Or you know, Lindsley wouldn't have connected us. Dr. Almquist wouldn't have connected us, you know, to being here. She wouldn't have mentioned, like, man, he's a horrible guy. Don't you know, she wouldn't do that. She's like, hey, let me connect you. You want to be an author? Let's make it happen. And so that's how it happens, you know, just understanding that opportunities bring opportunities and just be in the moment and do your thing to the best of your ability in those moments because greatness will come to you when that happens organically, and it's crazy how it happens. So I want to throw that in there because it is funny how it all happened.
I want to go ahead and give you a rose and throw the question back up there again. Ms. Carmen responded, like, thank you so much. I will be getting with Chip, Chris, and myself and Chip, and God bless you all.
Yes, yes. Dr. Jeff, you get your opportunity to jump in there on the marketing piece.
And don't forget to say how they can find you.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, that marketing piece is that's an ongoing opportunity. There's no one way. There's no blueprint. You've mentioned the network, the relationship. That, I mean, just like everything else, that's you know, when you become an author, it does open doors. You know, you don't.
Absolutely.
I haven't become rich because I wrote a book. But I have been given opportunities to speak because now I'm Jeff Springer, an author, you know, so all of a sudden you people think you're smarter, you know, but, and you have to know your audience. Like, obviously my book it's called Dad Prep. So, you know, that audience is, you know, kind of limited, although the principles are universal that I write about. It could be mom prep. It could be kid prep. It could be people prep, but I specifically wrote to men that are fathers to be the dad. And so my lane is a little different. So I have to, you know, my network is with, you know, trying to get into churches and, you know, organizations and so forth. And so knowing those connections and, but just you, you know, utilizing all of your social media and creating the links, you know, and sharing that link. And then, like Chip said, you know, asking your team of, you know, people that care about your journey to blast it on a regular basis and keep it fresh. So, you know, that's really, I don't think there's any really one secret, but I think it's a culmination of a lot of things and just persistence and perseverance.
Absolutely. And I'll give my quick little spill on the marketing part. Of course, you can find me at C Holmes when it comes to Instagram and other social media platforms. And don't forget to follow the podcast, Next Level Thinking with exclamation mark, so you can continue to be inspired with all these great guests and have great information and a booming effect to impact your life. And that's what it's all about. And just go to my website, soulproduction.biz. It has everything. But to answer the marketing aspect of it, I will give a little hint that I used to use in well, I still do, is use hashtags to find things of similar into your field. And when you use a hashtag, message people that you think have similar interests, because you and message or DM or whatever multiple people, and you'd be surprised of who responds back to you. Because like, if you put the numbers in your favor and just message a lot of people, which I did definitely in college and paid off, you start relationships, you start that conversation, which can lead to great relationships. But if you never reached out to that person, you can never like have the opportunity to go forward with that. And the last thing I will say is this, create a podcast. I mean, this platform right here is a great way of marketing for books and anything else you do. And then on top of that, it brings your own personal persona and bring your own fan base. So it's a great way to market yourself and anything that you decide to do. And you have Spotify, which has a very easy platform, which that can be done. It has literally everything integrated on the website and even app to make it happen easy to you. So with that said, I want to go ahead and thank all the guests for bringing on this awesome show and being a great influence and just making us just be inspired. That's what it's all about. It really has been great. I'm going to take notes, and just as I speak, I'm like, man, this has definitely been an impact. I need to take note of that for myself. So with that said, make sure that you subscribe, share, and keep the message going, because that's how we keep these going is having you commenting like this, sharing the message, being inspired, making the action. And that's all what the show is about, is helping you take it to the next level. And that's what this platform is all about. So with that said, peace out, and y'all have a great day and take it to the next level.